Hi, everyone. Today is August 6th. This is Kevin. I want to talk a little bit about fire prevention and safety. On July 12th, the catastrophic fire broke out on the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard out in San Diego. It was undergoing maintenance at the time, and this is the worst import disaster the Navy has seen since the 2012 fire on board the attack submarine USS Miami. So after 4 days of intense firefighting, the fire on the BHR was extinguished. 63 people were treated for just minor injuries, including heat exhaustion and smoke inhalation. Thankfully, no fatalities. If you watch the news, you know early reports indicate that flammable materials such as cardboard boxes and drywall were being stored in a large cargo bay, and this is the material that's believed to have fueled the fire. I want you to think back to May of 2012 on the USS Miami. They were undergoing a 20-month engineering overhaul at Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Maine. And there, a painter employed by the shipyard was working in the Miami's torpedo room. On May 23rd, he set fire to a bag of rags that he placed on a bunk in a stateroom. So this was arson. It took a combined force of 100 personnel 12 hours to extinguish that blaze. Damage was in excess of $400 million with a repair bill of $700 million. And that financial impact led the Navy ultimately to decommission the ship in 2014 rather than have it undergo the costly repairs. And frankly, that ship probably would have never been the same. Remember, too, we just had a recent event on what will be the future USS Kennedy in Newport News, where a TIG lead shorted to the deck caused a burn through of the deck, and the hot molten steel melted down to the deck below, where it ignited some insulation. That fire burned for about 15 minutes before it was put out. And then again, at NASCO Norfolk, on board USS Kearsarge, we had a fire as a result of some hot work, and that one worked the way it was supposed to. A fire watch did the right thing and put the fire out pretty much right on the spot. But those are two reminders on the future Kennedy and on Kearsarge that it doesn't take much to cause a fire in a shipyard. And the two larger events on board BHR in Miami are sobering reminders about how critically important fire prevention and control is in a shipyard. So joining me today on the podcast is Matt Luxton, Vice President and General Counsel. Matt and I have been friends for many years. And in addition to his legal responsibilities, our security and safety teams report up to Matt. So today, Matt and I are going to talk about the part we all play in preventing catastrophes like the BHR in the Miami from happening in our shipyards and facilities in the first place. So Matt, thanks for coming along to the podcast this week. So to start, let's talk about the aspects of our hot work that make us vulnerable to fire.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. You know, there are really two major areas that represent our greatest risk of fire and opportunities for prevention. It's hot work and proper housekeeping. Unfortunately, most fires, all of which are preventable, stem from either not adhering to the 35 rule requirement for hot work or the aggregation of combustible material.
So we've been working on this for a few weeks, and this is something that I'm going to be pretty adamant about, that we make sure that we improve our posture. So let's talk a little bit about that. So what is the safety team and the operations team doing in partnership to strengthen our program around fire prevention?
No problem.
Let's start with hot work first.
Yeah, so immediately after the BHR, up at Quonset Point and Groton, we took steps to make sure that we were raising our awareness of the requirements for fire prevention and the actual steps people should take. So up at Quonset, operations management issued directives to reinforce safety and fire requirements. Our supervisors are continuing to reinforce safety and fire protection at the deck plate briefings, and supervisors are conducting follow-up audits to validate and ensure compliance. In addition, hot work protection now requires a peer-to-peer review to make sure that we haven't missed anything, and supervisors and area superintendents are mandated to perform daily shift surveillances focused on combustible material. In Groton, we've taken many of the same steps. Supervision and hot workers have reviewed the attributes of our safety manual related to hot work and the actions you're supposed to take prior to starting hot work. All shipyard compartments were reviewed for hot work compliance, and we determined that on the 795 and 793 torpedo room bilges, we required daily inspection prior to allowing hot work to commence in those areas. All of our stud welders and their supervisors conducted a hot work stand down, and ships management is conducting hot work observations on all ships. Finally, on the 795 hull butt welding and gouging process, we've updated it to include surveillances by the steel trade general foreman, supervision, and assistant area superintendents. Finally, our safety team is also giving working safely when welding and gouging briefings to employees at all sites to reinforce EB's hot work protection policies.
What's important to me about all of that is that our folks not just understand what it is they got to do from a fire prevention and safety perspective, but why they have to do it. And it all stems from making sure that we're taking the combustible material out of the space so that when we do that hot work, we're staying safe. So let's talk a little bit about housekeeping next then. It's fair to say that USS Miami and Bonhomme Richard would have been a lot less severe if the workspaces had been cleaned and all the clutter removed.
You know, that's absolutely true, Kevin. In fact, cleaning as you go is the single most important element of fire prevention when working inside a production environment like at EB. A fire can't start if there's nothing flammable to ignite. You know, these two major events illustrate the importance of being proactive by adopting good safety habits. You've got to be aware of the dangers around you. You've got to contain materials that can quickly ignite. You've got to adhere to the rules that keep us safe, and you always have to follow your training when performing hot work. And most importantly, we need to remember that complacency is as dangerous as the fire itself. We have to stay ever vigilant on fire prevention and protection.
I couldn't agree more. And the steps we're taking as an organization for fire prevention are critically important to our future. So what do we expect from our employees in the case they're in a situation where a fire breaks out?
Well, I think everybody knows that here at Groton, we have a series of CASCON boxes located throughout the Groton shipyard, and Quonset Point has emergency communication centers located throughout the manufacturing areas. If you come across a fire, your first step is to call and report the fire, or really any other emergency, using one of these two systems. And if you're not near a CASCON box, or you're not near a communication center up at Groton, call the emergency number, which in Groton is 33333, and at QP, it's 22222. In New London, employees should dial 9-911. As everybody knows, there are fire extinguishers throughout the company's facilities, and if you feel safe, you can and should try to put out the fire using our one-and-done policy with the fire extinguisher. Basically, practice pass, point, aim, squeeze, and sweep. And after the initial attempt with one fire extinguisher, do not continue trying. Hopefully, by that point, fire response will have shown up.
Thanks, Matt. And we know now that the fire that occurred at Newport News on board Kennedy, one of the problems that we had was that the individual smelled smoke, went to investigate rather than call for help, and that delayed the reaction to the fire, caused it to burn a little longer than maybe it should have otherwise. All right, well, Matt, thanks. I think this is helpful information, and it's important for our folks to know about it. The risk of a fire in the yard or on one of our ships is always present and something that I constantly worry about. A fire in your work area can cause injuries. It can cause a loss of life to you or your coworkers and to our emergency responders. It can also damage or destroy our facilities, and we work so hard to put proper facilities in for our folks to use to be able to build ships. And then ultimately, the Navy needs these ships to defend our nation. So thanks to everyone listening for taking this seriously. Be proactive about the safety of you, your coworkers, our facilities, and the sailors who live on our ships to make sure that we keep everyone safe. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.